If you are a professional looking at the European startup scene, Germany is a place you cannot miss. Fortunately for you, there is StartupRad.eu, the authority on German startups. This English-only podcast brings you fresh interviews each week. Most likely, you have never heard or read anything on these startups before in English, but you will in the future. Be ahead of the curve and subscribe to StartupRad.eu podcast, or check for the StartupRad.eu internet radio station. Check your Alexa for the StartupRad.eu skill as well.
Good morning. This is Send 7 World News in 7 Minutes. I'm Stephen DeVincenzi. Today is Monday, the 27th of June, 2022. Starting in the Americas today, in the United States, there have been mass protests after the Supreme Court made a decision that allows states to ban abortion. On Friday, the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, a decision from 1973, which said that women in the United States have the right to an abortion. The Supreme Court is made up of 9 judges, of which 6 are considered conservative, including 3 chosen by former President Donald Trump. President Joe Biden said it was a sad day for America.
Today, the Supreme Court of the United States expressly took away a constitutional right from the American people. That's never been done to a right so important to so many Americans. Let's be very clear. The health and life of women in this nation are now at risk.
Since Friday, some states have already banned abortion, and more are expected to ban abortion in the following days and weeks. Vice President Kamala Harris said that it was a health care crisis.
This is the first time in the history of our nation that a constitutional right has been taken from the people of America.
Republican House Leader Kevin McCarthy said that the voiceless will finally have a voice.
The people have won a victory. The right to life has been vindicated. The voiceless will finally have a voice.
The leaders of Germany, France, Canada, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom criticized the decision. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson said that it was a big step backwards.
I've got to tell you, I think it's a big step backwards. I think it's a big step backwards. I've always believed in a woman's right to choose.
Opinion polls in the United States show that most people think that abortion should be legal, although most people also think there should be some form of restriction. In Ecuador, emergency security measures in 6 provinces have been stopped as talks have begun between the government and Ecuador's biggest indigenous organization. For the past 2 weeks, indigenous groups and other Ecuadorians have been protesting against rising prices, especially fuel. Africa. Between Morocco and Spain, 23 people have died during a rush to cross into the Spanish enclave of Melilla, according to Moroccan state media. Around 2,000 people tried to climb and cut fences and avoid border guards. 130 succeeded and are being processed in Melilla. In Burkina Faso, the army has told civilians to leave some areas of the north and southeast. The army said that after 2 weeks, it will start a military operation against rebel fighters responsible for recent attacks on villages. Europe. In Ukraine, the Russian army conducted missile strikes throughout the country this weekend, including on the capital Kyiv and Lviv, the biggest city in western Ukraine. It was the first time that cruise missiles had been launched from Belarus. In Kyiv, a residential building was hit and one person died. Ukrainian officials say that they have ordered a complete withdrawal of soldiers from Severodonetsk in order to save their lives. Russian forces have been trying to capture Severodonetsk for more than 3 months. In Germany, the leaders of the G7 countries have met. The leaders of Germany, France, Italy, the UK, the USA, Canada, and Japan met yesterday, as well as representatives of the European Union. US President Joe Biden thanked German Chancellor Olaf Scholz for his leadership related to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Yesterday, G7 countries agreed to a ban on the import of gold from Russia. In the UK, a study released by Imperial College London says that around the world, in 2021, almost 20 million lives were saved by COVID-19 vaccinations. More than two-thirds of the world's population has now received a COVID-19 vaccine. They have been shown to be very effective against preventing hospitalisation and death. However, they have not been very effective against preventing infection. Asia. Sri Lanka has almost run out of fuel. Officials from the United States are now in Sri Lanka to talk about support, and Sri Lankan officials are expected to travel to Russia today to ask for cheap oil. Sri Lanka is in its worst economic crisis since it gained independence from Britain in 1948. And in Japan, a city worker has apologised after losing a USB memory stick which contained personal data of almost 500,000 people. Officials in the western city of Amagasaki said that the employee had used the USB stick to transfer data from one office to another office. However, after spending a night drinking in a restaurant, he realised that he had lost the USB drive with the names, dates of birth, bank details and tax details of all the residents of Amagasaki. That's your world news in 7 minutes. If you enjoy this podcast, then you can become a supporter. Supporters can also read the transcripts of every episode. 10% of the money we receive goes to effective altruism charities. Go to send7.org/support. I'm Stephen DeVincenzi. Tomorrow you will be with Namitha Raghunath. Have a great day.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.